So, but that Richardson had immediately come back. Sure.
Yes, sir.
I never knew what became of them. I just ceased to hear about them. And as a matter of fact, when the Watergate occurred, I had to call around to find out what had ever become of Hunt. Because his name was the one that was given me on that night when the police called.
How was it, incidentally, that I wonder that Clintons did come to me with this information? Is it they said it had been brought to their attention? I mean,
I suspect this is what happened.
That Dean
came in and told them the whole story. And threatened them with a cover-up charge. And so they said, well, the only way we can get out of this
is to give it to the judge.
Give it to the president. And make him make the call. Then if there's a cover-up, it's his cover-up and not ours. So my niece and Peterson came trotting over here to see you. Confronted you with the charge. You did the only thing you could do.
Was mine the wrong call?
No, it was the only call you could make. Absolutely.
They recommended it, though.
They showed you a piece of paper that showed you the six guys in the Justice Department had been passed memos around about it.
That's right.
And so it was, they certainly wasn't a secret.
That's right. And then nothing had come out of the investigation,
right?
But that's painted as an anomaly. On the one hand, I'm sinister and
case in the newspapers for 2 weeks. And that has to make him wonder a little bit. And then all these cheap tricks he's pulled, trying to blackmail him and dangling these stories out and all that. And then we've been very steadfast and cool and collected and confident. And that has to kind of rattle the prosecutor.
Oh,
explain to him the whole theory of the operation and some of the things we did.
Right.
Here's what you might do. You might just give Elliot a call and say, listen, Saturday or Sunday, why don't you give me a progress report? And tell me if there are any problem areas. And then maybe that'll smoke you out. That's sort of antithetical to your hands-off, though, isn't it?
Yep.
You don't really want to get periodic progress reports.
I don't believe I really want to.
No.
Let me ask you that. Let me say this, though. On this whole business of this particular matter, the Crow story and the rest, what do you advise, should I say, to Elliot with regard to a genius?
I think we've got the best answer. Just after you talk to Dean, you can talk to me.
That's right.
And I reassure you.
Said that, yes, that
it was in the hands of the Justice Department.
It was in the hands of the Justice Department. They had the material.
Yep.
Well, that's what Dean, in effect, told me.
You can hang me with that.
Let right.
Let him come to me then.
Yep. I reported it here. I asked Irving about it. He said it was in the hands of the Justice Department. I forgot it.
Right.
And then later on,
then
why then would Plankey's wait that long in order to get it out to the...
Because Dean didn't blackmail them until later. See, Dean's blackmail was you guys in the Justice Department covering this up.
Oh,
you better give me immunity, or I'm going to tell.
And that didn't work.
It didn't work because they were trapped, and they passed the buck to you. And you did the courageous thing.
Wasn't that the right thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I didn't ask you, you know, I was... I thought probably it was right or wrong not to ask you, but
no. So it was exactly the right thing to do. You remember you phoned me afterward, and I said then that I thought it was precisely the right thing to do, and I still do. Not that I like to see my name in the newspapers, but I think on balance it was the only thing you could have done.
I guess you're not in any position to recall all you tell him that.
I'm poisoned. They won't return my calls.
I get your point. Sorry.
No problem. They'll come a day.
There will come a day,
you know.
And they'll be wondering the other way. But I don't know whether it should be a case of my getting into any kind of a... I don't want to be in an apologetic position with Richardson.
Well, let him come to you. If he ever raises it. And you can say, look, Dean mentioned that too.
Yeah,
but I checked.
If I call, it looks like maybe that I'm fixing up a little story.
That's right, especially if it's around the same time as Dr. Crow.
Because Crow's story is, Crow told him, how would Crow have known that I informed Plankey's?
I told him.
So, Crow tells Richardson that
he believes that your first real knowledge that it wasn't known on the coast was when Plankey's came over.
That's right.
Until then, you assumed that the Justice Department kept everybody informed.
Yeah, that's what Crow told him today. If Crow didn't tell him that Crow did not, I trust, did not indicate to Richardson, because you and I agree that he shouldn't, that I didn't know before.
No.
That he came to me and I told him.
Richardson volunteered that. He came right back and said, well, Dean told him a month before. And Bud just said, oh.
Well, what I will say is I asked him, what about this? He said, it's in the hands of the Justice Department.
Mr. President, I have one request. If anything ever happens to that boy, Crow, and he ends up in the pokey, I don't care whether it's me or Bob or
justify